Now, Black Friday, it's only come along in the last, 10 years? But it sounds like as if it's been here forever. It's certainly been in America forever. But it has really cemented its position in the retail calendar for the past several years. And today, tens of millions will be spent by shoppers looking for a bargain. The vast majority of the money will be spent online. Now, last year, Amazon sold 7.4 million items at the rate of 86 items per second. As well as trying to be careful with how much money you actually spend, is there a possibility that you could actually be scammed because the rogues will be keeping a closer eye on the, I suppose, the computer activity during the course of these 24 hours? Social media expert Wayne Denner is available to speak to us. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
First and foremost, Wayne, are there bargains to be had today?
Yes, this is one of the biggest shopping days on the run-up to Christmas. In fact, 27% of UK consumers plan to buy online this Black Friday. So, you know, everybody's going to be looking for a bargain. The internet now, of course, has changed the way we shop and how we source information on products that we want to buy. So more and more people are going to be going online and they're going to be looking for that bargain. Maybe less likely go to the retailer where they might know somebody in the shop, but go online now and actually try and find that bargain a little bit cheaper.
So it's unlikely today that we'll see Ramstam in superstores or whatever. This is about spending your money with your credit card down your computer.
Yeah, this is about going online, and it's already, I mean, the build-up has been starting for the past week. I mean, I was just looking on Facebook this morning, and the amount of people who are actually saying they're fed up with, you know, Black Friday messages popping up on their Facebook timeline. So all the retailers have been jumping on the bandwagon now, really, because they realize that more and more people are going online with the intent to do their shopping online. They don't have to get into their car and drive to the busy shopping centers and try to deal with parking and all these sorts of things. They can do it from the comfort of their own home. And of course, the fraudsters are actually watching out now, and it's a busy time for them as well.
Yeah, people are going to be drawn to their computer screens. I see there's 30% off Kindle paperweights, if that's what you're looking for, £200 off Microsoft Surface Pros. There's £150 off the KitchenAid 150 stand mixer, 40% off Le Creusot products, if that's what floats your boat. And there's £250 there off a variety of Samsung televisions. I'm just looking at the bargains as they pop up on a variety of screens in front of me. However, the scamsters are also watching. They're always watching, but they're particularly, you know, hooked in today. How do we avoid them?
Yes, this is their busy time, Frank. A new research released by Financial Fraud Action UK shows that 31% of online shoppers admit that they're more likely to take financial risks if an online retailer offers them a bargain. So, you know, the fraudsters are tuned into this. They know that people are going to be, you know, less likely to do a little bit more investigative work. And if they see that bargain, they're going to part with their cash really, really quickly online. So there are things that people can do. And, you know, I would encourage everybody listening in this morning, if you are going to be buying online, you know, take these five simple steps in place before you do anything, before you part with your hard-earned cash, and take 5 minutes. You know, if your retailer pops up on your social media profile, you know, and it's the first time you've seen them and they're offering you something which is at a knockdown price, it's always a good idea to take a little bit of time and research the retailer before you give them any information. So a quick search on Google, have a little bit of a look around, see what reviews people have left, and, you know, trust your instincts. If the offer looks too good to be true, and we said this before in this show, if the offer looks too good to be true, then it often is. And be careful and be sure with who you are dealing with online. Many of the online retailers, Amazon, you know, some of the big online retailers like John Lewis, you know, will be encouraging people to stay within the platform when you're buying anything online. That is really important from the trust and safety point of view. Many people have been scammed by leaving websites and going off into email conversations. And then what happens then is they've made that transaction in a different environment than within the website. So staying within that trusted website keeps you secure. And look out for things like the padlock symbol on the website. That shows you that that website is secure, and only use retailers you trust. The scammers are going to be all over this, but be very, very careful. It's just like in the offline world. You know, at least in the offline world, you can go back into a shop. You have a bit of a comeback. Something happens online, it's very difficult to get your money back.
It is difficult, especially if you go off the beaten track and search for an additional bargain that would have nothing to do with the big provider. But if you go to Amazon and you decide on the item that you're buying and you put it in the basket as they speak and you proceed to checkout and you get your 25% off, you'll not take any hurt.
No, that's the thing. Stick within the trusted retail brand. If it is Amazon, you know, stick within the Amazon. Don't be, you know, taking a left turn and deviating off into other websites. No matter what pops up on your screen, be very, very careful about clicking on links, because the scammers are very, very sophisticated. And what they are trying to do is, it might look like it's a legit website that you're going across to, but make sure you're very, very careful and pay attention to the URL that is coming up in the browser. You know, and if it looks strange, if it looks suspicious, then don't proceed any further. It's a good idea to close out of that browser and contact that retailer directly and ask if that is a right link that you should be going to.
Would it be fair to say that probably 99% of people who will be online today will get the bargain they're looking for without any hiccups whatsoever?
Well, for the most part, you know, the retailers themselves are, you know, are doing a lot of work around their own trust and safety. They're putting measures in place in order to keep the consumer safe. You know, this is why it's really, really important to be looking out for those trusted retail brands. The scams are all of this. We've already seen examples, you know, where, you know, a mother recently was scammed out of money for a toy, £64.50, that she was buying for her child for Christmas. And this happened through Facebook. And the person who was selling this supposed toy asked them to make a bank transfer, and she made that bank transfer, and then the conversation with the person who was selling the item actually ceased, and they blocked her from Facebook, and now she's out that money for that toy that she was hoping to buy. So stick with the trusted retailers online.
So if you're on the likes of eBay and you're doing PayPal, everything will be okay?
With PayPal, you do have a comeback. You know, if you're on eBay and you're using PayPal and you buy an item online and you pay with it with PayPal, then PayPal will guarantee that transaction. What that means is, if you don't receive your item, then they will refund you that money that you have been out. And again, anything suspicious, you can report that to PayPal as well. But be very, very careful. You know, eBay has been flagged up in the past where sellers have been directing people off to other websites in order to complete the transaction. Please keep the transaction within the eBay website itself and within PayPal. Be very, very careful about going off to any other websites. And indeed, any emails that you receive, unsolicited emails are also up, where people are getting these emails through. And 19% of online shoppers admit that they would click on an unsolicited email if it promised them a good deal.
Yeah, and just on the lady on Facebook, she was mother of three. It was a £65 gift called Hatchimal, which she wanted for her son. She bought it via Facebook. But if you are on there and someone you don't know is linking into you and offering to sell you something, like, you're being a bit daft, aren't you?
We have to be very, very careful with social media platforms. A lot of people are selling stuff on Facebook now. We see a lot of buy and sell pages have popped up all over the place. And for the most part, you know, things are fine. People, you know, do get their goods. But you have to be very, very careful. As somebody who works in the online safety world, I'm seeing a lot more of issues relating to people buying things via Facebook and being scammed out of their money. So Facebook is trying to do stuff to protect their users as well. And there was an issue recently in relation to Facebook Messenger, in relation to a link that was circulating. Now, Facebook are aware of it and have stopped it and closed it down, but it was trying to direct people off to a dodgy website where it was going to actually scam some of their personal details. So be very, very aware with the social media platforms as well. Always trust your instincts. If it's too good to be true, then it often is, and a quick bit of research on Google will almost flag up any issues.
Okay, stick to the big ones, stick to the ones you know, you go through the sensible procedure, Amazon's safest houses, etc., etc., and don't be tempted to go off on some tangent or cul-de-sac, because that indeed could end up being very dark for you. Having had this conversation, Wayne, we don't want to be putting people off buying their gifts online. You know, I have a sense now that a lot of people who are sitting with their credit card in their hand, looking at their screen, are about to say, "No, I'm away into the town. I'm going to buy this in the high street."
Well, of course, we want to encourage that. You know, we want to keep getting people onto our high street. You know, we want to be getting people, you know, coming out into Belfast, into other towns around Northern Ireland, to get onto the high street, to go to the Christmas markets, to spend their money. But it's difficult for some people to get out. Maybe some people, you know, don't have transport. Maybe they're elderly and they're going to be going online. But it's just important that they're very, very careful whenever they're using the online world. This is a busy time, not only for retailers, but the fraudsters and the cyber criminals. They're going to be all over this, and they're going to be looking to scam people out of their hard-earned cash.
Wayne, thank you very much. Wayne Denner from waynedenner.com. And of course, you could be in town and there could be a boy picking your pocket, so you never know who's about to take you, whether it's the newfangled or the old-fashioned scam.